HBO's Harry Potter reboot series was always going to have one enormous advantage over the movies: time. 8 episodes per book mean the series can linger on details that had to be squeezed out of the films, spend more time with supporting characters, and finally give J.K. Rowling's sprawling story room to breathe. But if the reports surrounding season 2 are accurate, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets may be exposing an uncomfortable problem with that approach before the reboot has even properly begun. According to reports, scripts for the second season were scrapped, and major scenes have been pushed back because executives want the plot and characterizations to be perfect. The Sun reported that filming, which was supposed to begin in August, was delayed until October, with production reportedly thrown into disarray by unfinished and unsigned scripts. HBO has not publicly confirmed the reported production problems, so there is plenty of reason to treat the details cautiously. The underlying issue, however, is harder to ignore, as the more faithful this series promises to be, the more decisions HBO has to get right. More faithful also means far more decisions have to be perfect. The original Harry Potter movies had to make brutal choices. They were feature films, which meant that entire storylines, characters, and scenes had to be condensed or removed to fit within a few hours. The HBO series does not have quite the same limitation. Season 1 is 8 episodes long, despite Philosopher's Stone being the shortest book in the series, and the plan is to give each novel its own season. Chamber of Secrets is a particularly revealing test. The book has plenty of material that the 2002 movie either condensed or left behind, from Harry's interactions with characters at Hogwarts to the increasingly complicated mystery surrounding Tom Riddle. Ginny Weasley, barely more than a cameo in Philosopher's Stone, suddenly becomes central to the story. Gilderoy Lockhart needs to carry a substantial part of the season, and Riddle needs to work as both a character and the key to the mystery. HBO has already had to navigate changes before the second season gets fully underway. Gracie Cochrane exited as Ginny Weasley after season 1, with Bonnie Hill ultimately taking over the role, and Nicholas Holt also dropped out as Gilderoy Lockhart because of scheduling conflicts, with Kit Harington replacing him. Those changes are not necessarily signs that anything is fundamentally wrong with the production. Actors leave shows all the time, but they add another moving part to a season that has reportedly already been struggling to lock in its scripts. A multi-season adaptation can't afford this level of instability every year. There is nothing inherently wrong with HBO wanting its Harry Potter adaptation to be carefully written. If anything, that should be expected. Nobody wants 7 seasons of television that feel like they were assembled on autopilot simply because the books already exist. Still, there is a difference between being meticulous and creating a production process where major decisions are still being reconsidered after filming is supposed to have started. A television series this large needs to function like an extremely complicated machine. Child actors are growing up in real time, sets have to be booked, costumes have to be made, visual effects need months of preparation, actors have other projects, and hundreds of crew members have schedules that cannot simply be paused indefinitely. Delaying a scene is not as simple as moving a sentence around on a page. If HBO really is stopping major production because executives aren't satisfied with the scripts, that could indicate a problem with the reboot's broader workflow. How much time is being spent figuring out what the series wants to be before cameras roll? The first season had years to develop before audiences ever saw a frame. The second season doesn't have that luxury. The show has to keep moving while maintaining continuity with the first season, working around its young cast, and preparing for increasingly interconnected stories. Unlike a standalone television drama, Harry Potter cannot simply take a year off whenever production gets complicated. There are 7 books to adapt, and the actors playing Harry, Dominic McLaughlin, Ron Alastair Stout, and Hermione Arabella Stanton, are going to age whether HBO's schedule is ready for them to or not. HBO's biggest Harry Potter advantage could become its biggest burden. The reboot doesn't need to recreate the movies scene for scene. In fact, that would defeat much of the point. Fans have already spent years watching Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson's versions of these characters. A television adaptation has an opportunity to make different choices explore neglected material, and give the books a second life rather than simply producing longer versions of the movies. Some fans have already complained that the footage looks remarkably familiar, arguing that the reboot appears to be retelling a story they have already seen rather than making use of the enormous amount of Wizarding World material available to it. The show, therefore, has two competing expectations to satisfy. It needs to be familiar enough to feel like Harry Potter, but different enough to justify doing it all over again. It needs to be faithful to the books without becoming paralyzed by the idea that every adaptation choice must be flawless. If the reported delays amount to nothing more than an unusually cautious production making sure the scripts work, then this may ultimately be a minor bump. But if season two becomes a pattern of rewrites, recastings, and postponed filming, HBO could discover that giving Harry Potter more room to breathe comes with a catch.